Thanks for listening to Alt Latino. Let me tell you about the podcast called StoryCorps. It travels the country collecting the wit, wisdom, and poetry in the stories of everyday people. Listen in and discover meaning in the words of someone you might not even notice walking down the street. Find the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app. Jasmine's already dancing. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
This week, new music. And we have a special guide with us this week.
Isabelia Herrera. She's the music editor of a website that we love called Remezcla, about Latin music, culture, film, food, everything. Isabelia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jasmine.
And what is the theme of today's show, Isabelia?
So today we're highlighting generation of new producers from Latin America.
So new producers we should know.
Yes, okay. New producers we should know.
And exactly. Who are we starting out with?
We're going to talk about Valesuchi. She's from Chile, Santiago de Chile.
Let's hear the song and then talk about her later. Because I already like what we hear.
Great.
I feel like everyone's talking like this because it's such relaxing music.
It's my favorite kind.
Oh, yeah.
So Valesuchi is Chilean. She's worked with Matias Aguayo's Comame label. He's a Chilean producer, and Comame is pretty big in Latin America, signing a lot of indie acts from across the region. So she just makes this really cool analog hardware-driven house, you know.
So tell us a little more about that sound, hardware house. Like, what is it for someone who's not, you know, in the know? What is that sound? What are we listening to?
Yeah, so Valesuchi says she rarely uses computers to make her music. You know, she doesn't use software, music making software at all. She uses actual synths. Gasp. So that's where you get that really, like, that hard feeling in that song.
Yeah.
Those instruments, that industrial sound. Thank you.
Okay, next a track by an alt Latino favorite. It's Alvaro Diaz from Puerto Rico.
Alvaro is awesome. He built this whole collective in Puerto Rico with him and his friends because no one else was supporting their music, called La Ciudad. And this next song is produced by, you know, one of his go-to producers, Young Martino. And it's really cool. It's very dark, moody. You know, they talk about how they watch, like, horror movies when they're producing, and they'll, like, put on, like, The Dark Knight or really scary shows like American Horror Story, and, like, that's where the sound comes from, so.
This is the Young Martino sound.
Young Martino.
Ooh, I'm already scared.
Get out of here.
Siempre se viste pa' mis shows, como si fuese una pasarela. No es modelo, pero dice que puede modelarme la noche entera. Sin ropa se nota que lleva algunas copas de alcohol. Dice que va a hacerme arrepentir por decir que las de la isla son mejor. Llega arreglada con su maquillaje Bobby Brown. Canta todas mis canciones hasta las que no he subido a SoundCloud. Quiere mancharme la camisa con su pinta labio. Dice no sé cómo tú aún no has sonado en la radio. Trajo un OG Kush que juntos podemos inhalar. No me acerco a ti para botella de destapar, negrito. Te advierto si hoy tú me llegase a probar. Voy a hacerte dedicar mi insomnio si me ves bailando gastar. Negro, deja que te ilustre estas dos nalgas rebotando como un cheque de embuste. Me reí, le dije ya me toca, están probando el sonido. Mientras caminaba la tarima me dijo al oído, métele. Desde la tarima la voy a bailar y siendo real. No sé si fue el whisky o la hierba medicinal, pero esa sonrisa de ella me puso a alucinar. Me puse a imaginar que con ella en mi cama, sin ropa hasta por la mañana, podía yo terminar. Le dije, tiene una cara de ángel, pero esconde una diabla. Quiero tocar tu cuerpo de guitarra como si fuera Santana. Quiero pegarme a él más que la loto. Tengo rimas que te harán volar como avioneta y yo no soy piloto. Loco, traté de hacerme el artista y no ligarte, pero es en tus tatuajes donde hoy quiero enredarme. Ella ama lo que hago y yo amo lo que tiene. Si le doy follow se queda aquí hasta las 6 a.m. Me dijo que yo era su primer rapero, pero y hablando de claro, en verdad que yo no le creo. Le dije que no se envolviera y terminó como un regalo, arruñándome la espalda, hablándome malo y gritando.
That's so cool to have that background information about how they're watching horror films while producing this music. Because it makes a lot of sense, actually.
And they also call it Musica the Ninja, which is another, I guess, dark, ominous sound. But yeah.
You know, I met Alvaro Diaz at a South by Southwest.
This is my favorite story because I like Alvaro Diaz a lot. But then Felix meets him at South by Southwest and he comes back and he's like, that is a fine, upstanding young man.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, I have a lot of respect for him because, you know, he does what he does on the record, right? But he presents himself like he has a lot of business acumen.
Okay. Yeah, he's savvy.
He's a businessman. He's a businessman.
And he 100%. Was totally on it, like you said, 100%, and very impressive. And it makes sense because of what you said of how he, like, they weren't playing his music, so they just did it themselves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, for a long time, obviously, reggaeton was what people were supporting in Puerto Rico. And then they started out making this, you know, really dark trap sound. And everyone was like, what are you doing? We don't understand. So it's really cool that they launched this whole movement on their own.
Well, and it's something really cool that's happening, not just in music, but also in media in general, which is something I like about Remezcla.
Tell us a little bit more about Remezcla. What are you guys doing? How long have you been around? And what are your goals? What are your mission? And how have you guys find all this really great content? Because I'm always impressed.
Well, we spend a lot of time on the internet. That is step one. But no, we started about 10 years ago. And, you know, we started out as a newsletter, actually. We weren't really seeing, you know, Latin media representing who we were. You know, we felt that it was very artificial. And our mission was to create something that really represented what we were doing, what we were listening to, watching, eating, you know, all of this. And, you know, now we're a website and we cover emerging Latin culture, music, film, sports, and food. And, you know, we're just trying to see ourselves as heroes. That's what I would say.
Oh, that's so sweet. And I think it's a good moment to also mention that once a month, Remezcla and NPR's Alt Latino are going to collaborate. So
yes,
it's like two people, you always wanted to meet each other and you introduce them and they fall in love.
It's like, actually, it's becoming friends with someone you met on Twitter.
That's
exactly
yeah.
what it is.
Yeah. So what's up next?
I think next we're going to be listening to Jepe, right?
Jepe. A lot of Chilean. I think, you know, Chile for years now, like nearly for a decade, Chile has had just this amazing indie pop scene with like also a really cool hip hop scene simultaneously and also an awesome folk scene, and it just like all crosses into each other. Like you have someone like Ana Tijoux who's mixing with a lot of really cool folk, or you have like a rock star like Camila Moreno mixing with some really cool folk, and then like you have Jepe who does all three of them, right?
Exactly. And it's interesting because, you know, this producer we're featuring, Christian Hein, is actually pretty much responsible for all of that fusion and those artists. He's produced for Camila, he's produced for Alex Anwater, you know, another big Chilean pop artist, and Jepe, Javier Amena, all these people who have kind of defined that indie pop sound for the past 10 years.
And what is the track we're going to hear?
We are going to hear Hambre from Jepe's album from last year, Estilo Libre.
Caníbales con disfraces finos y elegantes llegan a la fiesta. Caminando por la calle vienen de una forma, llegan a la puerta. Dejan problemas de lado, la escuela, el trabajo, estamos de fiesta. Todas las manos arriba, los ojos encima, ¿dónde está mi presa? Si tu mujer tiene hambre, dale, dale, dale de comer yo. Si tu hombre tiene hambre, dale, dale, dale de comer yo. Si todos tenemos hambre, alguien tiene que ser. Puedes hacernos bien, puedes hacernos bien, puedes hacernos bien, puedes hacernos bien. Música, dientes y pasos.
That was a Chilean musician, Jepe, produced by Christian Hind. And Isabella, this guy has a special approach in the studio, right?
Christian says that he kind of acts as a psychologist for Jepe and for all the artists he works with, you know, helping them to calm their nerves and, like, figure out how to put all these folk, you know, fusions together. So it's really cool.
So again, we are with Isabella Herrera, the music editor of Remezcla, and we're taking a look at some young producers from Latin America you should know. So let me ask you this, Isabella. What is your conception or what is your understanding of what a producer does? And in particular, with these artists that we're talking about today.
What is this, a test?
Yes. No, because it's always so different. And the role of the producer has changed, you know, like from when they were recording Aretha Franklin, for example. Okay, there were record producers. Those guys literally wrote out the arrangements and did all this other stuff. With technology and everything, it's all different.
I think that for a long time, we saw artists as these creative geniuses who did all this work by themselves. But, you know, producers are also totally responsible for their creative visions. So I think the role of a producer is, you know, it's very collaborative. You know, I don't want to say that a producer is just responsible for the way an artist sounds, but I think their purpose is to collaborate and kind of bring some depth to what an artist does.
Well, let me ask you something, Felix. I got this, Isabella. but seriously, though, you know, it feels like nowadays producers, first of all, are in the limelight a lot. You have, like, Timbaland, you have Pharrell, mm-hmm. Kanye, and also in all three cases, like, there's, like, this fluidity between being the producer and being the artist. Like, Kanye mm-hmm. started as a producer. Timbaland, yeah, he's a master producer, but he's also an artist within his own right, and Pharrell. Did it used to be that way, like with Motown, with Salsa, with Fania? Was it like that, or were the borders less fluid?
The borders were definitely less fluid, and I think all of it has to do with technology. Because if you're a producer and you're producing all this music, as we talked about, mostly through automation, through computer, through technology, you know, there's a very thin line for when you can step out and do your own stuff. You know, no one, when they're, let's go back to the example of Aretha Franklin. None of her producers are going to have her voice. And that was the magic of all that, right? Mm-hmm. So they just, producers built like a castle around her so that to feature that amazing gift that she had as a voice. So I think it's definitely changed. And as I said, I think it's mostly because of technology and allows people to step out behind the control board. It's all good because I love it. I love all this new stuff.
I'm glad you brought Mala next. I'm a big fan.
Yes, I love Mala.
Tell us more.
This is Matale by Mala, and this song was kind of controversial because she dropped it last year. It's her first trap song, but I think it's interesting because Steve Lean, the guy who produced it, he's 20 years old. He's part of this viral trap group called Poor Gang, uh-huh. And it's really interesting because, you know, Mala does her typical cantejondo style here with, you know, the flamenco influence,
right,
with her singing style, but it's on a trap song.
Matale. que tus amigas hablen mal de mí. Quiero que hagas mantequilla de mí. Pero déjame antes saborearte. Déjame matarte antes de que me mates.
Solo aquí y ahora, vivir todo por bonaquea. Quien gobierna una tormenta, contra el viento quien pelea. Quien no pueda mirar, que no mire. Quien no pueda ver, que no vea. No existe el ser que a mí me posea. El camino lo hago contra marea. La naturaleza del hombre es soltar. Deja algo aquí que todos lo vean. En la tumba no hay reproche. El amor real asusta. Son extremos de una misma cosa. Y yo te uso y tú me usas. Y si quiero tropezar, tropiezo, porque me tienen que juzgar, esta vida es mía. Si supiera por qué me tiene que pasar esto a mí, sin dudarlo lo dejaría.
Okay, I've got something for you. If for a further example or explanation of what trap is, I found something on the internet. Someone had trapicized or trapped or whatever you call it, the All Things Considered theme song.
Yes, from NPR, I love right? it. So, I love it.
Have we ever played this on the news?
No, I just saw it the other day. So it's that... It's like that little... It's like... That driving rhythm, right?
It's very... There's like a pulsing. It like
pulsing. Yeah,
pulse,
that little...
Yeah, and there's those snare rolls. Those little snare rolls. That's such a trap staple. And the air horns, of course.
Right, and the really thick sub-bass, right? Like, boom.
Yeah.
Okay, enough of the All Things Considered songs. Let's get back to that Mala track produced by Steve Lean.
This kid was born in Uruguay, grew up in Barcelona, and he's making these Atlanta-based beats. You know, trap was born in Atlanta, actually.
For a rapper from southern Spain.
Exactly. And it's just like, it just is all, it's the internet, you know? And it's funny because about a year and a half ago, I think, this trap crew from Atlanta called 808 Mafia, who have produced for, you know, Future, 2 Chainz, Young Thug, these huge top 40 artists, they reached out to him and they asked him to be part of his crew. And it's just like halfway across the world, they were listening to his music and they were like, you know what, this guy knows what we're talking about. So.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, because... All right, let me try that again. That
was an exactly. Had, like, you had this. You were just like you
we
had.
Have to be
it was
the same
like you were
studio.
Talking to like Neil deGrasse. He's like, whoa, cool,
crazy man.
Because all of those, my kid Alessandro, my son, listens to Young Thug and Future and all that. I'm so, I'm hip. I know what's happening. I'm
just yeah. Like,
so I
no,
know
of
what
course.
I can speak the lingo. Okay, school me on something else now, Isabella. What else do we have?
All right, up next we have Finks, who's from Guadalajara. He He makes these really awesome R&B sounds, and it's really organic. You know, you can kind of hear the rain showers in his songs, you know, these bird calls, but it's like a lonely boy R&B song, you know, like a weekend type song. Oh. So, yeah, this is Un Par de Cosas by Jesse Baez.
So in this case, the producer Finks put this really beautiful soundscape, very futuristic, around a pretty fantastic R&B vocal from Jesse Baez, and just give it like a little bit of a modern, a little bit of old. I really am impressed by that. I like that a lot.
I love this song.
Okay, what is it? Fill us in.
This is Retumba by Mula. They're this Dominican trio from Santo Domingo. And it's kind of great. They're sampling Shaka Demus and Plyer's Murder, She Wrote, inspired like every dancehall song. They managed to like squash together everything from dubstep to jungle to reggaeton in here. And it's cool because I call it dark dembo. They used to make like folk pop. The two of the sisters used to make folk pop together.
Right. Las Acevedo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Remember,
we played them a lot.
Yeah. And they have a very distinct, sweet voice, but this is not so sweet.
Yeah.
Right? It's dark. It's pretty dark.
Mm-hmm.
Lo sé que es el home.
Little crazy at the end. I really like that part too. I like that a lot.
There's such a cool indie scene happening in the Caribbean.
Yeah, and I think it's just starting out. I feel like a lot of other Latin American countries have had, you know, their scenes for so long or their music industry for so long, and the DR is like, you know, just getting in there, and it's awesome to see it all.
Okay, Isabella, we have time for one last track. What did you bring and who's it produced by?
We're going to listen to Secretos by Marineros. They're a Chilean group. The song's produced by Christian Hein, another Chilean producer who's defined that synth pop sound for the past decade or so.
I hate to talk over such a great song because I really like this a lot.
Isabella Herrera, thank you so much for stopping by. This was a lot of fun. Where can people read your work?
So you can read our stuff at remezcla.com.
And keep an ear out because this is going to be a monthly thing. We're going to go crate diving. We're going to go internet diving. And each time with a different theme. We're really looking forward to it, Isabella.
Me too. Thank you for having me.
We want to remind you that you can hear all the songs that we play today in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
Isabella, where can we find you guys on Facebook and Twitter?
You can find us on Facebook as Remezcla and on Twitter as Remezcla also.
I love how you say Remezcla. Remezcla. I love that accent.
I'm Felix Contreras.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
This has been Alt Latino.
You thought I was going to say it, but I didn't. I just opened my mouth to trick you.